I ran away from that farm. I didn't tell you this.
So you came over to stay with the
Peskins.
Until about May.
So only for a very, very short time.
And then what happened?
I became a farm pupil or a farmer's boy, and I stuck it out for 1 year, and then I actually ran away from there.
He must have just been thrilled because you were cheap labour, I suppose.
That's me, that's my brother.
Was your brother on the same farm?
No. This is on the day that I was delivered there, and at that time, everything seemed to be...
Gerald was 1 year younger, and he had one more year at Little Ealing Grammar School. And then they took him to Coventry to his uncle, who was a barrister, and who was working as a labourer.
Initially as a butler.
Came over as a butler.
Did you have any contact with your parents after you came over?
We had letters. Initially, of course, the war hadn't started. Mm. Once the war started, it became very, very difficult. But by a roundabout way, and I don't remember the details of it, they knew somebody in one of the neutral countries, and they could write to them, and those people could then send the letter on. So we had two or three letters. Unfortunately, by that time, as I say, I was working very, very hard. They had three times a day milking. That means you got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you got to bed at 10 o'clock at night. And they used 14. Me as much as they could. It was not a very happy situation. And we had some contacts for a little while, and then they ceased.
We have his mother's letters with various people writing round the edges.
Because my children don't speak German, so I tried to do it.
It upsets him terribly.
I got to the point where I felt I couldn't.
Also, when she writes, she is mourning these boys. Mm-hmm. Now, she's a very upstanding woman from all that I know, but she was writing to my dearest, darling boys. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And a lot of things in them was that Auntie so-and-so came, but they'd moved house. Mm-hmm. And Auntie so-and-so wasn't actually by name that person, but you know, there's a lot in them. So it's quite difficult, but we have them all. But again, it's difficult to know this other person. They need translating for my children. Mm-hmm. They know about them. They know all the history. They know all the stories. And the grandchildren... What? No, not Yiddish. What's
Courant,
the
German? You mean.
Courant.
What's that?
That's the German...
That's the Latin way of writing. I mean, the... And very. The German, which is all ugly, but it's... was called Courant. And, of course, under Hitler, that was the way writing should have been done.
Was that right? He stopped using the Gothic script?
That's Courant.
I once stopped using it, because once people have grown up and they've done it, my mother always wrote in script that you can read very easily.